This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we try to bring you a lot of really good information all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And you can visit the Village Green site or the store on Cedar Lane. And in both places, you can ask questions. You can get expert advice on supplements. So Village Green is your resource for questions about your health and a superior line of supplements from many manufacturers. Please take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products as well. Now, as you know, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And next week, you can tune in for Kevin's show on causes of allergies, asthma, and chemical sensitivities. Today's guest is C.J. Brock, Vice President of Metabolic and Obesity Medicine at Thorne Research. And our topic is metabolic nutrition and weight management solutions. So I want to give you a little bit of background on C.J. Brock. He brings seven or more years of experience in the obesity, nutrition, and supplementation industry. And he has helped to build a new brand for Thorne called Thorne Metabolic Nutrition. And it's focused on providing product and clinical support to both surgical and non-surgical weight management practitioners and patients. And we will be sure to talk about that. He has a very unique background and skill set. He's tenacious, focused, and highly motivated. CJ played professional golf for 5 years, competing in several PGA Tour events, and earning conditional status on the web.com tour prior to injury forcing him into medical retirement. And in less than 9 years in the medical sales arena, he quickly ascended into highly coveted sales and sales leadership positions within Bariatric Advantage, which is a division of Catalina Life Sciences. And we'll talk about bariatrics today. So you're going to get a lot of good information from C.J. Brock. So welcome to the show, C.J.
Well, thank you for having me, Dana.
Okay, let's get rolling. Let's talk a little bit about what obesity, metabolic and obesity medicine is, and we'll bring the nutrition into it, and what bariatrics is, because that may be a new term for some of our listeners.
Sure. So to give you a little bit of background, many listeners know that we have an obesity epidemic in the United States. Roughly two-thirds of our population, adult population in the United States, are affected with the disease of obesity, whether they are overweight or clinically obese.
Yep, it's a sad fact. In fact, in the last 30 to 40 years, obesity and diabetes have doubled and tripled. And if that happened in 10 generations, it would be a problem. One generation.
Yes, absolutely. And it's there's no signs of it, unfortunately, slowing down in many cases due to the foods that we have access to. And Thorne has chosen to take a very public stance in providing support to combat the disease of obesity.
Well, it's highly important, and I'm familiar with Thorne's line, but let's get into more details about not just bariatrics and metabolic management. for weight control, but the nutritional aspects as well. So what has Thorne discovered? What has Thorne come up with?
Well, you know, essentially Thorne recognized back in 2010 that obesity medicine was kind of a trendy term, but not a lot of people really knew what that meant. So Thorne made a decision to dedicate some resources to developing not only a product line that could serve patients that are undergoing weight loss surgery or patients who are going through active weight management, but also patients who have metabolic, what we call metabolic dysfunction. So metabolic dysfunction simply refers to the idea that people's metabolism is not functioning properly. And what that comes down to is when your metabolism doesn't function properly, it affects and allows other diseases to develop and progress. So Thorne's position was to come in and utilize the knowledge base that already exists in providing product support for some of these comorbid conditions like diabetes, like hypertension, like high cholesterol, and really create a product line that allows practitioners to focus in on these comorbid conditions that are connected with obesity and provide targeted nutrition solutions for patients to get to either get the disease process under control or to mitigate the progression of those diseases.
So what we find out then is that with obesity comes diabetes, hypertension, increased lipids, and certainly, more conditions than that, but those certainly are the major ones. Describe what bariatrics is all about, and let's talk a little bit about the surgery that is used and how you integrate good nutrition in the surgical and non-surgical patients.
Sure. Well, you know, bariatrics simply refers to the term of treating people who are obese. And the intent is to reduce an individual's, if we can reduce an individual's overall weight, it's going to have a dramatic impact on how the metabolism functions and therefore an impact on those chronic diseases. So one of the treatment options is, in fact, bariatric surgery, or what people know as weight loss surgery. There are several procedures that are available, from the adjustable gastric band, which is minimally invasive and does not actually require a change in the structure of the GI tract or a surgical change, all the way up to what's called a sleeve gastrectomy or gastric bypass, which really are the most common procedures and have been around quite some time, on up to a duodenal switch or biliopancreatic diversion, which is a highly malabsorbed procedure but has the best long-term data in terms of getting weight off and keeping it off. So in all of those procedures, the commonality amongst all of those procedures is that patients simply can't eat as much food volume as they used to be able to. So when we look at the reduction in overall food volume, as well as the change in the types of foods that people eat, there's a clear recognition by the medical community that these patients need very targeted, supportive nutrition. So the run-of-the-mill products that are available over the counter that an individual who's never had surgery would typically take, simply don't meet the need of a patient who's now had surgery. And my background comes from working with healthcare professionals who perform the surgery and take care of patients after the surgery, making sure that we can provide adequate nutrition and targeted nutrition to meet the needs of those patients depending on their procedure.
Well, I'll tell you, as a practitioner, and I've been a practitioner in nutrition for almost 40 years, In the early days, I was shocked at the lack of attention to the nutritional status of the patients and how much it impacted on their prognosis. So they ended up with many more conditions because they weren't getting the nutrition due to the nature of the surgical procedure and the absorptive problems that can occur. So it's refreshing. This is a different era that finally it is recognized that you can't do these surgeries and just send people home to cross their fingers. They need sophisticated nutritional interventions.
Yeah, no question. And I think the biggest recognition by physicians is that we and companies that are in this space that are providing products, we don't want patients trading one disease state for another. We don't want patients trading in their diabetes and developing osteoporosis. You know, we want to make sure that when patients are working at resolving those chronic illnesses, that we're not replacing them with others. And it's incredibly important that patients understand, as well as practitioners, that surgery is not an easy way out. Surgery, in many cases, for people who are more than 100 pounds overweight, is the last chance. It's the last option. But when people commit to that option, it's fairly clearly understood that taking supplements is going to have to be part of their daily lifestyle for the rest of their life. And again, you know, we want to enforce that supplements are not the only answer. You know, supplements are part of the solution, but we believe that the quality of supplements that a patient takes will dramatically impact their long-term outcome and quality of life. And Thorne's commitment to the purity and the quality of the products that we're putting in patients' hands, and we have for the past 30 years, has transferred really nicely into this specific area of obesity medicine.
Well, I just wanted to put in this plug for Thorne because of the quality of the supplements and use of pharmaceutical manufacturing practices, the GMP, and also going beyond to address allergies and intolerances. So it's nice to have products that are not only just good products, well-absorbed forms of nutrients, but also pay attention to the allergies and intolerances. What I'd like to do is in the next segment, I want to talk a little bit. Let's start off with what other conditions can occur in patients who have these surgeries and aren't appropriately supplemented. So I think we can go into that. And folks, if you have just tuned in with us, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm your host for the morning. So stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro. We are here every Sunday morning, and next week, Kevin will discuss causes of allergies, asthma, and chemical sensitivities. Now, today's guest is C.J. Brock, Vice President of Metabolic and Obesity Medicine at Thorne Research. And our topic is metabolic nutrition and weight management solutions. Now, we already discussed obesity medicine, you know, the medical treatment of obesity. And within that, we have nutritional medicine and medical nutrition. And we discussed metabolic dysfunction leading to increased chronic conditions. So obesity usually has with it obesity, high blood pressure, lipid problems, and many other conditions. And we were describing bariatrics as the treatment of people with obesity, and we mentioned surgery and the various procedures and the fact that surgery without appropriate follow-up and addressing the enhanced nutritional needs now for the patient, that surgery can have severe side effects. And we wanted to talk about what those side effects of malabsorption can be. So, CJ, fill us in on that.
Sure. You know, the thing to keep in mind is that when you reduce the amount of food that you can eat through a surgical procedure, you also reduce the total amount of nutrition that you can get from the food that you eat, right? So even if you eat what we call nutrient-dense foods, there's still a shortfall to meet the need on a daily basis for your body. So in a short-term basis, people can get away with not taking their supplements and still feeling pretty good and not really seeing any adverse effects. So when I say short-term, it could be 6 months, it could be a year, it could even be 2 years. But what happens is your body functions like a car, right? And you need gasoline to run your car. Well, big trucks, they have a reserve tank, which you have nutritional stores that your body can draw on. But once your nutritional stores get to a point, your body will set off an alarm or will become symptomatic. And some of the things that we see on a broad scale basis when patients don't stay compliant with taking their supplements and they continue down that road are things such as pernicious anemia, which is a significant B12 deficiency, things like iron deficiency. It's incredible the number of folks that end up needing an iron infusion because they just simply discontinued taking their supplements. And for those of you that are listening to the show that have had ever had an iron infusion, you know that it's incredibly uncomfortable, it's costly, and it doesn't always get the optimal result. Other things that can happen, you can have vitamin D deficiency, and vitamin D affects the absorption of calcium. You can have vitamin A deficiency. Vitamin A obviously affects eyesight. You can have thiamine deficiencies, which is going to cause neurologic problems. So the waterfall effect of either taking no product at all or taking a product or a supplement that is inadequate to meet your need or has not been developed specifically to meet that patient's need can be far-reaching. And sometimes people will have health problems that will develop and they're not resolvable. That's the scariest part. So, again, there's a reason why the physicians are taking a much stronger position with targeted supplementation than just sending their patients down the street to go to Walmart or Walgreens or something like that to buy those products.
Well, that, you know, that's good to hear, and that certainly has been my experience as I look at the last decade, where there seems to be this increased attention to the proper nutrition. And there's also differences, as you pointed out, in the severity, the more serious nature of the interventions, that the adjustable gastric band is less invasive, and then the gastric bypass more so, and the duodenal surgical procedure even more so. So with the latter two, you obviously get more potential for malabsorption and greater need to get those nutrients in.
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest thing for somebody to remember on the, in a surgical sense is that if there is an alteration, a surgical alteration to your digestive system, there's going to be issues with either breaking down certain types of nutrients so your body can use them or absorbing certain types of nutrients. So early on in bariatric surgery, a quick history lesson is that Flintstones were the recommendation of choice. They were the recommendation of choice not because of what they had in them, but because they were chewable. And physicians knew that they weren't going to get an obstruction, they weren't going to have digestive issues with their patients. Now, taking a Flintstones is better than nothing, but Flintstones are designed for a six-year-old child, not for a fully grown adult who's had a significant surgical alteration to their system. You know, the next step up from that is Centrum, right, or something in that kind of once-a-day over-the-counter environment. Again, that's built for somebody that is an adult but has not had a surgical alteration. You know, the evolution in supplementation in bariatric surgery has been really interesting over the past 10 years. There's been an explosion in companies that have moved into this space making quote-unquote targeted products for patients. Number one, it's been primarily chewable, and chewables are very difficult to deal with the taste and the texture standpoint. But secondarily, not every company was started by a healthcare professional. So just because they call themselves bariatric doesn't necessarily mean that they meet that they've been built to meet the need of that individual patient. Now, Thorne takes a little bit different position in that, one, we're most concerned about meeting the existing guidelines that have been set out by the American Society for Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery for basic supplementation. But two, we've also been able to design through a utilization of quickly dissolvable vegetarian capsules that we can deliver a product in its most bioavailable form that patients are going to be able to take on a long-term basis and stay compliant with. So, you know, a lot here, the key thing in this whole conversation is that there's a lot of factors that affect the choice that the practitioner and the patient makes. Our goal is to make sure that we educate the practitioners and the patients on who we are and what we're about, and making sure that we're providing an optimal solution that meets the nutritional need of the patient and is something that the patient can stay compliant with.
Well, and today we do have more sophisticated tests than we used to. We used to rely on blood work to tell us if there were deficiencies, but many people didn't, by the time they showed up deficient in the blood in, say, B vitamins, many of the minerals, that was a late stage sign. Though the blood levels don't go down initially. So we have more of those functional tests that identify what the body is doing with the nutrients. And that, I think, has been motivated the medical community and nutritionists and dietitians to improve the nutrient intake, because now we can look at these sophisticated tests and we can retest and find out, are they getting the nutrients? Are they utilizing them well? So function's the bottom line. And I do that you address the easily absorbed forms and trying to improve compliance. Important.
Oh, absolutely. And I, you know, just kind of touching on what you just said about the testing mechanisms, is that there are now testing mechanisms that are out there that allow the physician to predict future development of chronic illness or future onset of chronic illness. And now we can pair, we can put together supplementation and lifestyle modification to help patients who may be on the edge. Maybe they've got a family history of obesity. Maybe they are overweight, but they're not clinically obese. We can test and attack some of these underlying conditions that aren't necessarily identifiable with some of these lab panels that and diagnostic tools the doctors have used for the last 30 years.
Yes.
So the technology advancement on the diagnostic side has been a major improvement that's allowed doctors to be much more evidence-based. Because our experience and my personal experience is that physicians are very hesitant to recommend supplementation unless there's a way to use an evidence-based approach with their patients to say, this is why you need this, not just because I think you should take it.
Right, and that's important. I am so glad you mentioned that, because the testing and the underlying biochemistry is the science, the math of the body. It's as specific as it gets. And as you know, we're even doing gene variant testing now, which is very exciting, because many of our patients, since we've been doing these tests, have difficulties with needing higher intakes of folic acid, B12 methylation supplements, and there's a whole group of methylation support supplements. So if a person is going through bariatric surgery and they have that MTHFR deficiency, well, they can't get by on diet alone, and they're the ones that are going to get the neuropathies, the depression, the dementias. Let's mention a few more conditions that can occur when someone has a surgery and doesn't have a therapeutic program appropriate for them. You mentioned osteoporosis. I mentioned, you know, dementia, neuropathies. What else can people show up with?
Well, I mean, I think the big thing is that the effect on overall neurologic health, as well as the effect on cardiac health, what many folks don't realize, or maybe they've never been told, is that some of these basic nutrients that we get in supplements support immune function. They support neurologic function. So you could have things such as memory loss. You could have things such as affecting your gait or your ability to walk, because that's technically tied to a neurologic function.
Sure.
So you could have gait instability. You could have muscle weakness, or what we call muscle wasting, which has huge effects, especially on older patients. I think the biggest thing is just the ability to fight off illness. right? I mean, if your immune system doesn't have the fuel that it needs to function properly, I mean, we see all the time, especially in post-bariatric surgery patients, that certain patients are now exposed to a much higher risk of being sick with the flu and cold all the time, just kind of the cough, crud, chronic stuff.
Well, you know, that's important, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next segment. And just a reminder, if you're tuning in with us, you are with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the morning, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be back after this break with more good information from C.J. Brock on metabolic and obesity medicine at Thorne Research.
Too much sugar in your body does more than add unwanted pounds. These sugar molecules bombard your body's cells, bonding with fats and proteins in a process known as glycation. And the end result leads to health issues that age your body. That's why so many people have jumped on the vitamin B6 bandwagon. B6 blocks the end products of glycation. Life Extension's paradoxal 5-phosphate is a bioactive form of vitamin B6. It enters your body ready to work. So do yourself a favor before you get 1 minute older. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda and ask for Life Extension's Paradoxal 5-Phosphate.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. Next Sunday morning at 10 AM... regular spot. We hope you're there. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. Next week, you can tune in for Kevin's show on causes of allergies, asthma, and chemical sensitivities. Now, today's guest is C.J. Brock. He's Vice President of Metabolic and Obesity Medicine at Thorne Research. And we've talked about obesity medicine, bariatrics, the treatment of people with obesity. We went over the surgeries and how they can impede absorption and lead to multiple deficiencies, which then lead to a whole host of other conditions which are treatable and preventable. So an individual may trade off the treatment for obesity, and that would improve diabetes, improve lipids, and high blood pressure, but then end up with nutritional deficiencies that lead to osteoporosis, neurological disorders, memory loss, dementia, impaired gait, muscle wasting, increased infections, and many more. And these are preventable. We don't want to treat one condition and end up with a multiplicity of other conditions. So what we'd like to address is what the goals are. Thorne Research has done a good job with the bariatric treatment and how we can get this information out. And then we want to talk about the non-surgical approaches to obesity and to bariatrics as compared to the surgical. Because surgical, as you mentioned, CJ, is the last stop. So let's talk about some of the goals.
Sure. You know, I think there's a clear recognition by our organization that we have an obligation to the medical community and to patients to extend our reach into areas of medicine where traditionally obesity treatment has been lacking. And to us, the biggest opportunity is to really connect with primary care providers for a number of reasons. You know, first, the biggest reason really is that patients generally trust their primary care provider to be their first line of defense to treat anything. And the primary care provider kind of acts as the quarterback in directing patients when they need additional supportive care. Primary care providers have the ability to really be impactful in attacking the underlying causes of obesity if they have the right tools. So one of our goals at Thorne over the next 3 to 5 years is to really get in more closely with the primary care community to educate practitioners and educate patients on things that can be done to begin addressing some of the underlying conditions of obesity and affect the disease of obesity itself. Many primary care doctors are just ill-equipped to handle the complexity or to provide care with the complex disease of obesity. So we aren't just a products company. We take our role in clinical development and clinical education very seriously, and we will be adding some staff in 2014 that come with a background in bariatric medicine to help us spread that word and to help us increase our ability to reach into the primary care community and start providing some support.
Well, I can see that they play the role in upfront being aggressive nutritionally with diet changes and nutritional supplementation with the obese patient. And then for those that have the surgical approaches to understand and coordinate with the bariatric physicians in assuring that the patient is getting the best nutrition. So I can see the role in both those areas, and that's a wonderful goal for Thorne. For the non-surgical approaches, is there a difference in the products that you provide? What kind of goal do we have in an obese patient as far as diet and nutritional therapies?
Sure. Well, I think the biggest thing is being able to get a baseline understanding of a patient's health status as it relates to weight and the existing comorbid conditions that they have, as well as what the risk factors are for developing additional comorbid conditions. So really, the first step is diagnostic in nature. And the diagnostic tools, as I mentioned in a prior segment, are getting much stronger. We don't advocate, and we will not advocate, that product is to be the only method of treatment. Product is a supportive piece that doctors can use really with a three-pronged approach. The three prongs are nutritional intervention, so working with patients to provide guidance on new dietary programs or a change in their day-to-day eating program. The second would be giving them some support with how to carry out the behavior modification. And we've actually developed a partnership with a technology company and developed a platform called Health Elements that is really targeted at helping deliver the behavior modification component with patients and giving them a platform to manage day-to-day lifestyle change. And then the third part, obviously, is supplementation. So when we take all three of those things and we put them together, but we use a diagnostic baseline to understand current health status, the physician can then go visit over visit and start to accumulate data and understand the trend data for that patient. And if we give the physician all the right tools, they can do this within their current clinic structure. And most importantly, this no longer becomes a cash pay model. You know, traditionally, weight management has been cash pay because insurance companies don't recognize quote-unquote treatment of obesity or the diagnosis of obesity as something they're willing to pay for. And the truth of the matter is, using these diagnostic tools, using these other tools, we can help doctors document that they're actually treating the underlying conditions of obesity, which are things that insurance companies pay for every day.
Well, and aren't we happy that that has changed? I like to remind people that in the 70s, it was considered quackery to treat conditions that didn't exist. And you don't hear that definition anymore in traditional medicine. And people were actually called before boards of medicine regarding the practice of quackery because they were trying to treat heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, high lipids, before they occurred. In other words, a preventive approach. And that's not discussed anymore. So I like to remind people we've come a long way in valuing prevention.
Yeah, and Dana, I can tell you in the past 7 or 8 years, science has been able to crack the human genome.
Isn't it great?
So we now can understand down at the level of an individual's DNA how they're wired to respond to certain types of treatment or certain dietary interventions.
Yeah, no, so thank you for mentioning that, because in those genome studies, what they've learned is that a high-fat diet is not necessarily the right diet for everyone, that some people are better or low-fat diet, excuse me, is not for everyone, that a high-fat diet is what some people need. There are differences.
And no question.
That really has been a surprise. And what we were trying to do is make one size fit all. And now we have genomic metabolics, genomics. We can treat the individual for what that individual needs.
That's exactly right. I mean, the ability, again, to step out and understand if an individual is carbohydrate sensitive, if they're fat sensitive, if they need a balanced diet, it is the first step in being able to prescribe a dietary protocol that, number one, is going to be effective. And if it's effective, patients are going to stay with it. The most frustrating thing that I've seen in my time in obesity medicine and in weight loss surgery is that despite the best efforts of the patient, they follow exactly what the doctor tells them to do, they're unsuccessful. So the question is why? The question now we have some reasons to say we should be able to understand this before we ever send a patient down that road. So these days of crash dieting and these days of spending hundreds of and thousands of dollars on these celebrity diets that are trendy diets that may work in the short term but don't work in the long term, we can start to dismiss that, and we can actually help patients, again, going down to that genomic level, understand their current status, what's the best nutritional program for them to be on or lifestyle eating program for them to be on, and how is that going to affect their long-term development of chronic illness. You know, I heard a physician speak at the Obesity Week conference, which had about 4,000 practitioners dedicated to the treatment of obesity last week in Atlanta. And he said, you know, 10 years ago, if the bridge was out, and the bridge was out meaning the person's going to develop type 2 diabetes, we used to try to flag them down 100 yards before the bridge is out. And the chances of stopping that person from developing type 2 diabetes was very, very small. We now can stand 3 or 4 miles ahead of where the bridge is out and start waving the white flag to say, slow down, stop, we've got to change something or you're going to develop that chronic illness.
Well, that's, you know, that the diagnostic criteria have changed. There never was pre-diabetes, pre-anything. You had to wait till you had the full-blown condition with a severe blood sugar and all kinds of damage to be diagnosed with diabetes and therefore qualify for treatment. And I love that we're using the risk factors and that we're talking to people about, you know, you're on the road to diabetes, but you can change that.
Well, and you know, the whole goal, Dina, of Thorne Metabolic Nutrition is to, again, provide the supplemental support, targeted supplemental support to help these people who are trying to slow the train down before it goes off the edge of the cliff, but also help the practitioner learn how to manage these patients and how to identify the underlying conditions and direction of those conditions and be able to execute it in a clinic setting. You know, we have the American Society of Bariatric Physicians. I believe the number 3 years ago is that there were about 700 members in the United States. There are 1,600 members currently, which
wow.
Means these are primarily primary care, so internal medicine, family practice, OB-GYN, cardiologists, that are all recognizing that they have to learn this skill set.
Excellent.
On how to break this down. Now, you know, in the whole scheme of things, 1,600 practitioners it's a minuscule amount compared to the total number of primary care providers in the United States.
But it's doubled. And we're going to talk, let's talk more about that in our final segment. Listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the morning. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with more interesting information from CJ Brock on metabolic and obesity medicine.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more more information, visit Jero.com. Jero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you lots of good information all about you and your health. And do tune in next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Kevin's show on causes of allergies, asthma, and chemical sensitivities. Now, today's guest has been C.J. Brock, Vice President of Metabolic and Obesity Medicine at Thorne Research. And we've been talking about metabolic nutrition and weight management solutions. We talked about bariatrics, the treatment of obesity, the many chronic conditions that go along with obesity, and the problems that can occur from malabsorption in the surgical treatments for obesity, and also the importance of nutritional therapeutic interventions before surgery. In other words, we want to prevent long before surgery is even considered. We want to get to patients as they are walking away from health, when they're first, you know, make that first step over the line. So let's talk about some types of products that Thorne has specifically, what kind of products they are and what they do.
Sure. Well, Dana, really a cornerstone product for us that's just been recently developed is a product called MetaPro Meal Essentials. So it's a high-protein, all-in-one shake mix that's intended to be utilized as a meal replacement. As you know, a lot of people skip breakfast, whether it's out of, they're rushing out the door to get to work, they're taking care of kids, et cetera. And we know that breakfast is really a staple meal that needs to be focused on. This product can be used to replace meals in those times and actually get you some targeted nutrition that's going to help support your lean body mass, and it's going to help you stay full. And it's not loaded with sugar. It's not loaded with artificial ingredients. It's only sweetened with stevia and aspartame. Available in chocolate and vanilla starting January 1st. We're taking pre-orders now. It's a fantastic product. It's something that I use myself as a busy professional. A second product that I would highlight, there is a huge amount of attention and research in the area of GI microbiome. So looking at the bacterial environment in the intestinal tract and how that affects our body's ability to function properly and how that affects our body's ability to handle inflammation.
Well, bad bugs, so to speak, have been well identified as increasing the risk for obesity. So
that is exactly right. So we actually have a fairly new probiotic for us called Formend Prime Probiotic. It's a three-strain probiotic. The primary strain is Lactobacillus gastri, which is a healthy bacteria that lives in the gut. It actually has been linked to reducing abdominal adiposity in obese patients. There was a study just recently published out of Korea that was really, really interesting in terms of using this product to really reset the bacterial environment in obese patients. The third product is a product called Mariva 500. So Mariva 500 is a curcumin phytosome. Curcumin has been linked to reduction in inflammation, and in fact, there was a study that was recently published on patients who were given Mariva who were pre-diabetic versus a placebo in the other group. in the group that was taking the Mareva, there were 240 patients, and in 6 months, zero developed into full-blown diabetics. In the other control group, 16% of that population developed and now met the criteria for diabetes.
You know, this is wonderful because it's anti-inflammatory and its effects are well beyond obesity. And isn't this wonderful that by reducing inflammation, we reduce obesity?
Yes. And that, you know, that's really the center, this whole talk about what we call systemic inflammation, which comes from the lining of the intestinal barrier being compromised. So all of these things go back to trying to reduce the amount of toxins that get into your bloodstream, which cause things to go haywire. So what causes everything to short circuit? So those three products are really centerpiece products for us. And I would point out that taking a high quality multivitamin on a daily basis for everyone has been recommended by every governing body in the United States. And we have two multi-formulas that patients can choose from that are really good, general targeted. We have a two-a-day multi-formula that is, again, fantastically balanced. And then we have, for people who are going into acute treatment, we have a multi-formula line called MetaPro Multi-Complete, one that has iron in it and one that does not. So those are products that can be used both in the post-surgical population as well as in your general population. And the physician can dose that based on whether or not he believes that patient needs iron. So a menstruating female would need the product with 45 milligrams of iron for support. A male or a non-menstruating female would likely use the product that doesn't have iron. So those are just a few products that we have that are really targeted for this space. They're getting huge attention by the marketplace right now, and we're looking forward to developing many more.
Well, that's excellent to hear, and I think that's good news for the patient. Just a few final words on patient power and the patient's influence on physicians. I will say, as a practitioner, that most of my colleagues made their ventured first into nutrition and alternative medicine because of patients.
Yeah, no question. And I think the term alternative medicine is maybe a misleading term. I think the term integrative medicine is really where our medical community is heading, because, you know, the more that we utilize social media and we utilize the internet, patients are much more powerful than they believe in influencing their practitioners to adopt new treatment strategies.
Wonderful. And that's a great takeaway. I wish we had more time. CJ, we definitely will have you back on the show. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dana, and have a great day.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us also on the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. You can access this show or any of the previous shows through myvillagegreen.com. As our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day and every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive, health-enhancing choices. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301 301- 530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com.
AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Iran has agreed with the U.S. and five other leading nations to limit its nuclear program over the next 6 months.